Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Pod number, whatever it is. Again, I haven't got the sheet open. 2008, I was in Vegas and I was stood on the walking up the strip one morning. They were building Aria. And on this particular morning, it was a lovely day. They were putting the beds in the rooms, and it was absolutely mesmerising to watch. The area's like a glass-fronted casino. If you Google an image of it, you'll see what I mean. And it was basically built, they built the shell with no glass on the front, and they were craning the beds in, pretty much made up. I don't mean made up with the laundry, but the divan with the mattress, all strapped together in one, on a crane. The crane would lift it up. They would just slide it into the room then, because there's no windows or anything on it. Slide it in the room. Team would pull it in, unhitch it. Crane would go along. And then a second crane was going along behind that with these great big, and I'm talking, I don't know, 15, 20 foot glass panels, which in effect are the windows and make the front of the hotel. And that was going up with these panels. And they would then go on and seal the room. And I stood there watching it for about an hour. It was just brilliant to watch the speed that they were doing it. This crane going up, in, bang, and it was like a thing. Absolutely. I stood there, I thought, that is brilliant. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've go to Vegas a lot, and they seem to knock that hotel up. I mean, it was a $1 billion complex. They seem to knock it up in no time. Like, one minute it was there and wasn't there, and then it was. Seemed to take a very short time to build. But I remember, that always sticks with me, seeing them put these beds in and the windows on the front. Contrast that with the people fitting new telegraph poles around my area at the minute. They've been doing this since last, whatever it is, Thursday. The plan is apparently it goes on till next Wednesday. They turned it off yesterday shortly after I did the podcast, about 11 o'clock. So it's like living in Victoria. I'd be no good in Victorian times, because it's just nothing. You've got nothing you'd like. Fortunately, we got a gas hob. We can boil some water. But, you know, we've become so reliant on internet, but can't do anything. You know, we've all experienced power cuts, but just permanent extended ones is driving me mad now, and Sam, particularly in lockdown, making it a lot less palatable. But I thought, yesterday I turned it off. I thought, well, I might as well take the dog out. So I took the dog out. So I've gone around the corner. I'm going to go and have a little look, see what's going on. And there's a cherry picker lowered down. There's a brand new telegraph pole laying horizontally down the side of the pavement. And there's five guys there, all in helmets and hot high-vis gear, talking. I'm not a good one to talk into strangers, but I thought I'd walk by with the dog. All right, lads, going well? Yep, da da da. When do you think you'll be finished? Yep, should be finished Wednesday. I said, doesn't seem to be much going on. Politely, doesn't seem to be much going on. No, we're waiting for somebody. I thought, Christ almighty, five of them there. No one's doing anything, just standing talking. Cherry pickers sat, not being used. Poles sat there, waiting for somebody. I thought, there must be something you can do, surely. Anyway, I didn't say anything. Walked off with Izzy. Gone about 45 minutes. Come back that same way. Not moved. Nothing has moved. Absolutely stood there. I just thought, isn't it the stereotypical British workforce, particularly in jobs like that, they just seem to stand around for inordinate amount of time doing nothing. And now I've got the umpsy. I said, still waiting? Said, yeah. What, nothing you can do? No, I've got to wait for him to turn. I thought, Jesus Christ almighty. I mean, what if he doesn't turn up? What if he's had a car crash? Can't we do it? We can't do anything? I should let it go. Just drives me bananas. Get myself all uptight. Anyway, the contrast between America and us here. We're useless at it, aren't we? We are building roads, all that. They just stand around wherever you go, talking and talking. Remember them doing a roundabout somewhere around here years back. I had Jack in the car. We were going to get something from B&Q, exactly the same. About four of them leaning on shovels round this roundabout. Gone in B&Q for half hour, come back out, not moved, just standing there talking. Didn't want to hear about that, did you? Yes, it's a pain. I'm told, they say up to 23:59, they've been turning it on, you know, just after dark, really. So, I, having it through the evening and it goes off in the morning. So I'm hoping that we, we're back to normal from Wednesday and I'll resume everything as it normally was. But I've done Ultimate. Obviously, I knew it was going to happen today, so I've got up, done Ultimate, got everything done. That's on the website for the weekend, for the midweek. Suggsy. I'm going to start a new campaign. Jose out, Suggsy in. I think if we're going to play non-league style football, we should have a non-league type manager. I just think he'd be great going on the pre-match, post-match interview. Yeah, we got done 5-0 by City there, Suggsy. Yeah, but look at the positive side. You've got to look at the positives, haven't you? Yeah, and we'll turn it round next game. He's forever living in this. We're going to turn it round. We haven't won nothing for 20 years. We're absolute garbage. The last 2 years in particular have just been absolutely woeful. But we're going to turn it round. Chelsea probably going to beat him. He's one of them. I think we're 15th in the table since December the 6th. We are at 14th when Jose took over. I think we're 15th in the table since December the 6th. We're absolutely woeful. But my old mate Suggs, yeah, we'll be all right. Yeah, not bad. You got hope with Tottenham. You, what Tottenham, what he said yesterday was what Tottenham are capable of is turning these around and having these big results. I don't know when that happened. We had one fluky night in Ajax, which seems to distort everybody's opinion of the team. I don't know where this thing... Oh, I'll tell you what Tottenham are specialists in, Suggsy. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory and blowing any chance ever of ever winning anything. They do it repeatedly, be it leagues, cups, whatever. I'm dreading when we play City in that final. It'll be 5 or 6 goals. And on that note, Andy Leach asked me a question, which was... Do I think City are worth a lay in the title at 1.29? And interesting, Andy, and the boys will back me up in the WhatsApp group I'm in with Suggsy and that. About 3 weeks ago, City were 1.65 for the league. And I said, City are 1.65 for the league, way too short. And they said, are you getting involved now? And I looked at the fixtures. I said, no, they've got Sheffield United, couple of easy games, couldn't remember who it was, ending in the Burnley one. I said, then they've got Liverpool. I said, after the Burnley game, before the Liverpool game, was the time to lay them. And I almost certainly will, because irrespective of how well they're playing, they are playing well. And you know, again, you can listen to the TV. Oh, every team's having their blip. It seems City have had theirs. There is still pretty much half a season to go. I can't have any team but 1.3 to win the league the way it is this season. It will be City or Liverpool. They will be the top two teams. It will not be United. It won't be Tottenham. It won't be Chelsea. It won't be Leicester. It will be one of those two teams. They will probably be 8-10 points ahead of everybody else. But obviously Liverpool, Dr. Spurs have cured them. If Liverpool do beat them, there's next to nothing in it. So, yes, I would say that you could either lay them now before they play Burnley. But I would certainly, if you don't mind tying a bit of money up, I think they're a good lay to lay with a view to trade before they play Liverpool in that game. So there you go, Andy. It was great minds think alike. That is exactly the conversation I had a couple of weeks ago. Late goal at Flamengo last night, didn't we? Nice late one, 95th minute. I know a few of you are up and on, which is nice. And I've got a couple for you today. I can't get into all my VPS. My VPSs are IP restricted to stop hacking, and with them keep turning the power on and off, the IPs keep resetting. So I'm just going to wait till Wednesday and then I'll do some stats and things. I'll get my heat maps and things running. It's one of those things I'd probably need to rethink that. I thought it was all seemed a great idea without which it is when the power's not going on and off. But I've got a couple of bits for you today, my little people. I don't know the price of this one. Let me just check a price. Hold on. Can I do that? Hands in the air. God, I feel like I've got another cough coming. Flipping dearie me. It's what the start of 2021 it's been. It's been garbage, isn't it? It's Groundhog Day. Day 882 of lockdown. Old Shazwad. Shazwad had 20 out of 20 bets at the weekend, I believe, on Ultimate. That just shows you what can happen. 20 bets, 20 winners, I do believe it was. It just shows you how things come along in little pockets for those of you panicking. But she sent me a really good, on WhatsApp, I really enjoyed it. It's a sort of parody Grand National with all the horses named after things of the last sort of 12 months. If anybody gets it or wants it, let me know. It's really good. Really, really tickled me. My sort of sense of humour. The favourites were Boris Johnson on Making It Up As You Go Along and Donald Trump, joint favourite, on the old hydroxychloroquine or whatever it is. But there were just some cracking horse names in it. I've watched it a couple of times. I'm just filling space. I'm gap filling while I find this football. See, there. See, that's what all good. That's what all good broadcasters do. Fill gaps. Right, we have got. Where are we? Yeah, I've calmed down. See, from Brighton, the old Stephen Humphrey said, "I think the power saved you from it." Did, because I was absolutely fuming. But there's more important than life. We've lost. On a sad note, actually, say this: we've lost, or I know of, three people who've passed away in this last week. And those of you who were at the London pub do last year will remember a guy, Alan Osborne. Hopefully, older guy, older gentleman. Seemed quite eccentric, Alan, but lovely old boy. Been with FTS till the start. He passed away, unfortunately, from COVID last week. Liked Alan, really nice lad. He was also at the trading day in Stratford. Those of you who came sat down the front. Quite an eccentric old boy. Didn't really know what day of the week it was, but lovely old boy. And then Alan Hendes again, who's been a long time FTS member. He lost his brother last week, and sending regards to Alan because he's really cut up about it. And then there was a third FTS guy as well. So just shows you it's more important than a power cut or me babbling along or whatever. Horrible this is, isn't it? This last year, it's sooner this is all over the better. We will get there, team. We will be partying in Vegas. I think I keep having ideas. Obviously my 50th birthday's gone out the window, won't be doing anything, but when it is all over, I think I'm going to run some comps, take some people to Vegas, and we'll get right on it, have a right old session. I think we'll take Suggsy for entertainment, just sit him in the middle and let him talk. But I'm going to think of some ways to generate that over the next couple of weeks, so that we've got something to look forward to when this is all over. Right, I found it. See, I feel that perfect filling. I think they should get me on like the One Show or something. I'd be spot on. I never watch it, but I just know it's a program. Before people go, oh, you don't watch TV. I don't mind. My wife cannot stand, and I mean cannot stand, the woman who presents it. I don't know why. Alex, isn't it something? Sam absolutely cannot abide her. Still filling. Right, what have we got for you? Here we go. My little troopers. I've got it now. See, it didn't take me long. I was checking that price. That's what I was doing. See, that's what I said. I've got it. And then I went and thought I need to check the price. There. I've got this off, and I have. You think 2 years in, I'm absolutely all over it. It's so polished. It's scary. Right, let's have a look. Nice price. Better than I thought. Over 2.5 goals at Randers versus Horsens in Denmark. Kicking off at 5:00. Randers Horsens over 2.5 goals. Both teams to score. I don't do this often. Both teams to score. Sheffield United, West Brom. The basement battle there. The old Sheffield United, probably the most underperforming team of the season. And the old rubber ball who got Big Sam in. Never been relegated, Big Sam. He'll be doing a job if he gets out of that. So over 2.5 at Randers. Both teams to score at West Brom. And I know you like a late goal, so let's dig you out one of those. Will it be today? I've got two. Which one? Shall I give you both or give you one? I'll give you both. Go on. Aberdeen, Livingston. No goal, second half, whatever the half-time score, as long as it's not 4-1 or X4. Aberdeen Livingston drip laying the scoreline on 75 minutes onwards. And the same Coventry Forest. Forest desperately needing some results as well. I will be gutted to see them go to League One. I thought Chris Hughton might get them going, but dreadful Forest. Come on. I like Forest. Come on. Right, that's it. That is me done. A day of absolute waffle. I'll be back again to waffle some more tomorrow, sitting in the dark. And it's lovely when it's all bleak and horrible, isn't it? And particularly you've got no power, freezing cold. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and then that's Wednesday, isn't it? And then hopefully Thursday will be I'll be back to normal, and these very hard working UK Power and whatever the contract company doing the Telegraph polls, you know, what these very hard working people, hopefully they'll have finished and moved on. I'm sure they could have done it in about a day if they'd didn't just stand around talking all day long. But there you go. Have a lovely Tuesday. Another day closer to freedom. And I will speak to you soon.